Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for September 24th, 2012. Encrypted news, is there a Loch Ness Monster in Siberia? Lake Labyniker, a remote lake in Siberia, is home to dozens of stories about a large creature living in the chilly waters. It has also recently been the focus from scientists who have also uncovered some convincing evidence while looking at the ecology of the lake and surrounding landscape. Multiple sonar hits point to a potentially large creature living in the lake, and these hits are notably different and much larger than a school of fish. Lyudmila Imelanova, a Moscow State University Associate Professor of Biogeology, feels that further visits are warranted to continue to survey the lake for signs of this potential creature. Lake Labyniker is also thought to be connected to other local lakes through a series of underwater tunnels that connect several lakes and creating a unique ecosystem. In UFO news, witnesses in several western U.S. states reported seeing a strange cloud formation back on September 13th, and many thought it was a UFO. However, it was revealed that the cause was from missile tests being conducted at the White Sands Missile Base in New Mexico. The cloud was created high enough that it was lighted by the soon-to-be-rising sun and caused an interesting display of light. An interesting video of UFOs over Gilroy, California, that was shot back on September 5th of this year, shows several bright objects moving quickly through the sky. The bright objects move from a dark cloud towards the sun, which is more than likely setting. The video does not have an easy explanation of an obvious misinterpretation or hoax, and all I would need would be several other witnesses for me to consider this the real deal. See the video at the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network page at thegdc.ning.com. China is slowly becoming the leader in the space race, despite only having a space program that is 9 years old. China already has a space station and has several planned flights to the moon, Mars, and other places lined up. They are also interested in intelligent life that they might meet along the way. China plans on being the leader in, quote, intergalactic affairs, unquote. China is also one of the few countries that has a commission with scientists that is geared toward finding evidence and communicating with intelligent life. Commission 51 is a commission of the International Astronomical Union and was established back in 1982. And in other news, paranormal conferences and conventions. The last one on my list is the 2nd Annual Central Texas Paranormal Conference, October 8th and 9th in Austin, Texas. Like I've been saying the last couple of weeks, I'm gearing up for 2013 and I'm creating a list. So far, I have the VA ParaQuest April 26th and 27th in Lynchburg, Virginia, and I'll be speaking at that event, as well as the Haunted West Coast Cruise in April, the 27th through the May 4th in Long Beach, California. Well, next Tuesday, October 2nd, I will be appearing at the North Royalton branch of the Cuyahoga County Public Library, and I will be speaking on cryptozoology. Please visit cuyahogalibrary.org and find the North Royalton branch link to register to attend this event. And then on Monday, October 29th, I'll be appearing at the Community Library in Sunbury, Ohio at 7 p.m. And the next night, Tuesday, October 30th, I'll be at the Westerville Public Library from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And both of those events will be around ghosts. However, they'll both be different since those two facilities are about 5 miles away from each other. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com on Facebook and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room, and I'll see you next week. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
No, those are UFOs.